早安。
It's good to see everybody here.
很高兴看到在这里看到大家。
And as you may notice, last week we were, I think I spoke from Acts chapter 12.
也许你们会注意到这个我上个礼拜是从这个十二章讲到使徒行传十二章。
And I realized this week that I hadn't shared this message about Paul, and I really liked the story, and I wanted to share it with you today.
我注意到我自己没有跟你们分享到这一段的经文，我喜欢这个保罗这段故事，所以今天跟大家分享。
So today I'm going to share a little bit further back in the text, but it's a very good text.
今天我们回顾这段经文是一个非常好的一段经文。
So currently, we're going through a series called Witnessing Acts, which is an exploration of 使徒行传。
这个我们来看使徒行传里面这个见证这个基督。
Yeah. And what we've been looking at is how this church goes from a group of nobodies to a church that is what we know today.
我们看见这一群默默无闻的这些基督徒怎么样成了今天的这个教会。
And we see how the church spread from Jerusalem and now into the world.
看见这个教会怎么样从耶路撒冷，然后这个传扬到地极。
And previously in the text, one of the most important conversions happened when the Ethiopian eunuch converted.
在这一段经文之前，有一个重要的一个人，他接受了主师讲到这个阿拉伯的这个太监。
And I think I've shared that before with you, with everyone here before, a few months ago.
在几个月以前分享过这一段。
But I think today's conversion actually is the most important to all of us. Church history.
今天我们所看见这一段信主的经历，在对我们今天来讲在教会当中都是极为重要的。
Because today's conversion is the story of the conversion of Saul, who becomes the famous evangelist, the famous pastor Paul.
这个我们就看见今天的这个归主的这个是叫做扫罗后来被改名叫做保罗。
Because I think Paul becomes one of the most important missionaries that brings the gospel to most of the Gentile community.
保罗也在那个时候成为最重要的一个宣教士，把福音带到了当时的所谓的外邦人当中。
It's probably the most famous, most important conversion story ever in church history because it's about a very religious anti-Christian Pharisee.
在这个在教会历史里当中，这是一个非常重要的一个悔改信主的例子，因为他是一个非常反对逼迫基督教的法利赛人。
So he goes from this anti-Christian religious leader to become the most devoted missionary of God's in the known world.
他就从一个这样子极端这个的法利赛人变成了一个极端宣教的这个基督徒。
So when we talk about conversion today in this world, it sounds kind of weird.
在我们今天这个世界里面讲到这个这样子的悔改信主，似乎是一个很奇怪的事情。
But I want you guys to understand, Jesus even talks about conversion now in the scriptures.
即使在耶稣基督自己，他也讲到像这样子的转变。
For example, Matthew chapter 18, verse 3.
比方说在马太福音的十八章第三节里面
Just read it in Chinese.
他是说我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
So when he talks about conversion, he says you have to become like children.
所以当他讲到悔改的时候，是要转变成像小孩子的样式。
And John chapter 3 verse 3
约翰福音第三章第三节
read it in Chinese, please.
这个他说到说耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，人若不重生就不能见神的国。
And so here it talks about for conversion to happen you have to be born again.
所以讲到这个悔改是讲到你必须要重生。
But when we talk about conversion in today's world, it's really weird for a lot of people.
我们在今天的这个社会里面讲到重生的时候，对很多人来讲，讲到悔改的时候，对很多人来讲是很奇怪的事情。
But that's my point. Jesus here says conversion is very special, very important.
而我刚才举的这个经文就是讲，耶稣基督自己讲，这个悔改本身就是一个很特别的事情。
And conversion, what it's about turning and entrusting your life to God and what He has done.
悔改是你必须回转，并且相信这个他在你生命里做的事情，并且全然的交托。
And I don't know if my next one. Can you go to the next slide, see? Okay, no, it's not that one. So take a second.
When you talk about conversion, it's often there's a few different things that happen.
所以当我们讲到悔改的时候，有几件事情同时发生。
One of the things is you accept a new way of worshiping with your soul.
是你自己的这个灵魂开始接受了一种新的敬拜的方式。
It is a deliberate turning away from your previous way of thinking.
它也是你一个很这个自觉的一种的转变你原来的思想的方式。
And it's
like a consciousness that you move from an old way of doing things to
a new way of doing things.
一种新的意识就是从开始有一种新的做事情看事情的方法。
And if you're a Christian here, your conversion story, everybody's story is a little bit different.
如果你是基督徒，你知道我们当中每一个人信主的这个经过都有一些不一样。
Some are incredibly amazing, fast, very intense, like a bright light.
有些人也许是一个非常快速、非常强烈，好像一个大光一样的这种
like an explosion
经验，好像一个爆炸式的一种归主。
And for some of us, it's slow and steady. It's very slow, and it kind of becomes a light.
那有一些人呢，他好像是慢过这过程缓慢，是逐渐的，好像慢慢的成为一道亮光。
So today, that's the question: is what happened to Paul? How did it happen? What can we learn from this amazing story of Paul's conversion that is such a big part of our church history?
我们今天要看的就是保罗他的信主这个他的发生的是怎么发生的可以怎么样在这个历史重要的一个事件里面，我们怎么样可以学习
？And the reason I talk about conversion today.Because it's what the text says, but also because I think
perhaps some of you here may never have thought of this, and for some of you here, you're thinking about knowing Jesus.
This is what it looks like to believe in God.
今天讲这一段经文不但是因为它是圣经的话，而且我想说当中可能有一些人正在思考这个悔改信主是怎么一回事情。
Okay, so there are three important qualities to Paul's.Conversion that I see here, that I think help us to.
I think it's similar in all of our stories.
All of our conversion stories, we have three common qualities.
在今天的这个故事里面，我看见有三个我们所有人信主的时候都有经历到的三个共同的特质。
But before I forget, I titled today's sermon "Better Call Saul," based on a TV show.
It's just a fun title.
今天我选的这个题目，在我忘掉之前，我稍微解释一下。我给它取名叫做“不如叫扫罗”。
Yeah, it's like a TV show.
好像一个电视影集一样。
It was more for the humor of it, but it wasn't really.
这只是让它比较有趣而已。
Okay,
so with that said, I'm going to unfold the three qualities. I won't tell you guys what it is
today. I'll show it to you guys one step at a time. Cool?
有三个特质，我是一个好告诉你们。
Okay, so let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful day.
主神，谢谢你给我们这样子一个美好的日子。
We thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, our Savior.
谢谢你主耶稣基督做我们的救主。
We thank you, Father, that you are a God that is good and merciful and amazing in our lives.
感谢神，你是如此的这个奇妙。
And Lord.We praise you for each person you have brought here today to be with us.
我们也为每一位你把带到我们当中的这些人来感谢。
To be with our family here at Chinese Church.
也和我们这个中国教会的大家庭同在。
For some of us here,
the story of conversion is a familiar story.
对我们很多人来讲，这个保罗归主的故事是熟悉的故事。
For some of us, it's a new story. We've never heard it before.
对一些人，也许是一个从来没有听过的新的故事。
Lord, created all of us today a heart of reception to your story, as though we've never heard it before. We get to hear it for the first time.
好像让我们的心能够打开，听到这个故事，好像我们第一次听到一样。
Teach us to come to be amazed at the miracle of conversion.
让我们能够为这样子一个奇迹般的一个归主的经历感到看见你的奇妙作为。
So Lord, give us may you be glorified during this time.
主愿你自己得到荣耀。
And we thank you so much in Jesus Christ's name.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
So first of all, the first thing that happens, the firstingredient, I think, of conversion is that you experience an encounter.
在第一个我们所要看到的特质就是我们的归主的当中，你是遇见神。
And what I'll share today is what is Paul doing right now? What is Saul doing right now?
我们要先看到是保罗那个时候正要做什么。
Okay, he is on a journey to Damascus.A city very far away.
他正在往大马士革的这个路上，离耶路撒冷有一段距离。
This is in verse, I think it's chapter 8, or chapter 9, verse 1, but I think, yeah.
Anyways,
he's very, very passionate about persecuting Christians.
他在这个逼迫基督徒的这件事情上，在那个时候他是非常的热心的。
When you look at the first five verses of chapter 9, he is excited about it. He's like, hey, I don't
just want to persecute the Christians in Jerusalem. Let me go get the ones far away in Damascus.
他那时候在逼迫的这个基督徒的事情上是极为的兴奋。他想说，好，让我不但是这个在耶路撒冷逼迫，你也让我到大马士革去把这些人抓起来。
When we read it today, we're like, oh, he probably took an airplane, drove a car, took a few hours, he got to Damascus. No big deal.
我们想说这个，我们现在想他大概坐个飞机，很快的这个几个小时就到了大马士革。
No, this is a six-day journey to go there.
但实际上这是一个六天的旅程到。
So he has to put everything on break to go just do this.
所以他必须放下手边做的事情，就是专门为了跑去大马士革。
So that's just I want you to see just how angry, how hateful he is towards Christians.
你就看见他是当时这么的恨当时的那些基督徒。
And this is a really special story.Because Paul will bring it up, Luke will actually, the author of Acts, Luke will bring up the same story. Paul will talk about it three different times throughout Acts.
这个是一个非常重要的一个事件，所以你可以看见这个路加所写的这个《使徒行传》里面有三次讲到这个经验。
And I want you to see is that as he is traveling on the road to Damascus.
我让你看见的是，当他走在这条往大马士革的路上的时候
，He experiences something very unique, an encounter.
他在那个地方经历到一个很特别的事情，遇到了一个非常特别的事情。
In verse 3, it says a light from heaven flashed around him.
第三节的地方，他就讲到说，突然忽然天上发光照着他。
And he falls to the ground.
接下来就说，他就扑倒在地。
And like, if you guys play video games, you know flashbangs.
如果你知道这个有一些
yeah, most of you don't.
It's okay. It's like a device that police use when they throw into a room, creates a loud burst of light. People are disoriented; they fall over.
是一种像一种手榴弹丢出去的时候，它爆炸的时候产生很大的这个巨响。
If you're a young guy here and you're a gamer, you totally understand what I'm talking about. But if you're
not, it's okay.
如果你是年轻人，你会知道这是什么东西。如果你不晓得的话，也没关系。
And also, you don't understand because most of us here are good law-abiding Chinese citizens, American citizens. So we're never going to have police involvement in our lives.
所以如果你不知道，因为我们都是这个守法的公民，所以你大概不会碰到有人警察跟你丢这个霹雳弹。
But what my point is saying is the light was so bright.It knocked him off his feet.
我是要说的是说那个光是如此的大，以至于他就因此被击倒在地。
And what I want you guys to see today is something so bright
caught his attention. What was it?
在这个时候我们要看见是说这个很大的光吸引到他的注意，到底他看到了什么
？And
what he encounters
is the truth.
他所碰到的是那个真理。
It's a reality that he did not expect or that he did not plan for.
是他所经验的这个实际的状况，是他从来没有想过的一个状况。
So it was a surprise.
所以对他来讲是一个意外。
Just think, you're on a mission to go kill Christians, and all of a sudden this, you're walking and this light happens and you knock yourself off your feet. It's amazing.
所以你想他是在去追捕这些犹太这个基督徒的路上。碰到这个大光，然后被这个大光击倒在地。
Because what Paul runs into, or Saul, sorry, we'll use Saul today. What Saul runs into is a God that is not defined by his understanding of what he thinks God is supposed to be.
所以我们今天所看见扫罗所经验的是，他遇到了这个神，不是他所预期的，不是他经验或者是他所能够明白知道的。
Because when he falls over, he hears a voice saying to him in verse
5, or verse 4.
在这个第四节，我们他被扑倒在地的时候，他就听见啊这样子的声音跟他说
：“Is this voice says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me？”
在那个声音就对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？”And I want you to see Paul's response shows that he kind of knows it's probably God.
我们看见保罗的反应，我们知道他大概知道这个是这个神在跟他说话。
Because in verse 5 he says, "Who are you?"
Oh, sorry.He says, "Who are you, Lord?"
因为在第五节他就说主啊你是谁
And what happens is he has this moment, what I always tell my young brothers and sisters, a God moment, where he encounters something he can't make sense of.
这个在我们有时候我们会说这是一个属神的一个时刻，他所经验到的是他完全没有办法理解的事情。
It doesn't make sense to, you have to understand, he's a Jewish person.Raised with Jewish understanding.
你要记得他是一个犹太人，他对神的那个认识是一个犹太人对神的认识。
To encounter God, he would have to be in a temple. He would have to have made sacrifices. How could this be God?
他想说，对犹太人来讲，他怎么可能是神呢？你见神的时候，你要到圣殿去，要献祭，然后你才能够见到神。
So this is a paradigm shifting challenge to everything he understands.
所以这个可以说是这个典范的转移，对他来讲是一个极大的挑战。
And of all the kind of Christians or Jewish religious people that he is a Pharisee, the highest trained of the Jewish folks.
在这些所有的犹太人当中，他是属于法利赛人，是当中在宗教上面受最好宗教教育的这一批人。
And I want to say that very much what you see today in Paul's story.Is also how we are as people today. I think we're very similar. We just have different gods.
我要看你们看见是我们其实跟扫罗这个有很类似的地方，只不过我们可能我们有不一样的神。
So this is kind of a push, okay? By pushing you a little bit, is that I believe that a lot of times the God that we worship is really just the God of our understanding, not the God in the Bible.
很多的时候我们对于神的这个认识我们只是。我们心中所想的是什么样的事
I would say everybody, of course. I think most of us who love Jesus, so maybe it's not. But I'm saying that oftentimes the God of our understanding is a God that we can understand mentally and spiritually. Is someone that we can believe in.
很多时候我们所认识的这个神很可能只是我们在知识上能够认识能够明白能够接受的一种神。
This God that you imagine is an extension, a projection of your thinking.
这样子的一个神，只不过是你自己思考思想里面所投射出来的神的形象。
This God that you probably have in your mind, and I struggle with it, is a God that we project based on our knowledge, on our experiences, on our hopes, our desires, our bias.
Yes.
这样子的一个神可能是我们心里面根据我们的知识根据我们的经验根据我们的盼望或者是我们自己的内心的需求所产生一种产生出来有偏见的一种的神
And this God that you're thinking of can't save you because he's just a simple extension of who you are
这样子的一个神他没有办法救你因为这个神只是你自己的一个延伸而已
See the construction of your heart and your mindIs a God that cannot shape you, cannot challenge your life, cannot challenge you to live past your life.
这样子的神所创造出来的你自己创造出来的神，他没有办法改变你，因为他没有办法挑战你，没有办法来改变你的人生。
He's not outside your understanding, your expectations.
因为他不在于他没有超乎你的自己的这个预期跟想象。
Because it's created by you.
因为他是你所创造的。
But what Paul faces here for the first time in his life probably not the first time, but he faces it for the first real time in his life, is something, a God that exceeds his worldview, exceeds his beliefs, his theology.
对保罗来讲, 这应该是他第一次在他的信仰里面碰到 这样有这样子的经验, 看见上帝是超乎他的经验, 超乎他的想象。
Because the God that is the creator is a God that exceeds what you could create.
因为神他是创造者, 他超越你的, 我们这些被造物的想象。
He is more than your biases, more than your knowledge, more than your experience.
所以这个神他是超过你的知识, 你的经验, 你的各样的,
And he's going to challenge you
as much as he loves you and cares about you.
所以, 他就如他爱你一样, 他也一样的要挑战你。
Okay, you guys following me, right?
所以是不是到目前为止都还知道我在说什么呢?
This is,
it's kind of a weird thing, but I'm challenging you to see that we can think of God a certain way,
and we understand God, and I don't think that's the right way to look at God. God challenges that perspective.
所以让我们看见上帝要挑战我们一种想法, 就是我们的心里面的那个神是不是只是我们所 想象出来所投射出来的
Just an example 1 John chapter 3 verse 19 to 20
举一个例子来讲 这个约翰一书 第三章 是不是 3章19-20
Read in Chinese please
约翰一书3章19-20 他说从此 就知道我们是属真理的 并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳 我们的心若责备我们 神比我们的心大 一切事没有不知道的
My point of saying this is to see the verse God is greater than our heart
我要你们注意到的就是经文这里讲到说 他神是比我们的心大
What I mean is like our heart can condemn us it can, You can't often get past your own understanding because you're limited by your understanding, your perspective
我们有时候就没有办法超越我们自己心里面所想的这样子的事情
God can tell you, basically challenge, tell you what you don't want to hear. He tells you that.
上帝有时候会告诉你,让你看见 你所不想听的,是你所不知道的
And like, a simple explanation is when we see injustice in this world, we see things that are not right with this world, we want to explain it with our understanding, which is very narrow, very limited.
当我们看见这个世界上一些不公义的事情的时候，我们试着用我们自己的方法来了解明白这个不公义的事情。
And I think that's very limiting of who God is, His character.
这个对从一个角度来讲，是对上帝一个非常有局限的一个认识。
So you have a choice when you encounter a God that challenges you, you can either accept it and submit to His view,
or you can turn away, you can reject it.
你有碰到神的时候，你有两个选择，你要不就是接受而且降服，或者是你可以拒绝他。
Because God is not a product of our needs.
因为上帝他不是我们这个为了自己需要而制造出来的一个产品。
But at times He will challenge us and show us things that we don't always understand or agree with.
所以他会有时候挑战我们，让我们 告诉我们一些很可能不是我们明白或想要知道的事情。
You might not like hearing that today, okay? For some of you, you may not know God. You might think you know God. You go to church every Sunday. Does not mean you know God.
Okay? 也许我们当中很多人 每个礼拜都来教会, 但是这不表示说你就真的 知道神。
And when you're challenged like this, you either can accept it or you can reject it.
所以当我们碰到这样子的挑战的时候, 我们要不就是接受, 不然就是拒绝。
And when that happens, when you encounter God and it's challenged to you, what He's doing is, in many ways, He's meeting you, He's knocking you off your feet like Paul.
所以当在这种情形发生的时候，当你遇见神的时候，就好像他遇见保罗，会把他击倒在地。
And it's as though He's knocking you off your understanding of who He is.
所以对我们来讲，就好像把我们击倒，让我们真正的去试着认识他是谁。
Because as Chinese people, we're pretty humble, so we'll say we don't know everything.
我想这个中国人是非常谦虚的，我们会说我们其实什么都不晓得。
I think that's the right way to think too.
也许这是一个正确的角度。
But it makes you realize how infinitely great God is, how very finite we are.
让我们明白，可以看见神是如何的无限，而我们却是极为的有限。
And then when you realize that when you encounter God, is that He's bigger than what you perceive reality to be.
所以当我们遇见神的时候，你要知道他比我们所认识的啊、是远超过我们所认识的。
It's when you realize you don't know everything.
所以我们其实并不晓得所有的事情。
You kind of come to realize God is real.
才那时候你才认识到神是真实的神。
And when you read the Bible, especially the Bible, the Word of God, it bothers you. Not everything in the Bible will you agree with.
所以有时候我们看特别是看圣经的时候，你会有时候。一些事情你会觉得不自在，因为这些里面所讲的不见得都是你同意的。
I think people will either be challenged by some texts, sometimes will even outright disagree.
所以有时候我们会被这个经文挑战，有时候我们甚至完全不能够接受同意它上面所说的。
And even sometimes he will contradict us what we think is true.
有时候他甚至这个跟我们所认为是的。对，认为是真理的，这个完全有冲突。
What I'm trying to say is, he becomes more real because he's personal and because he's bigger than you. You can't control him. You can't manage him.
这个我们就看见他是比较更真实的，我们觉得他是真实的，正是因为他在这样子的事情上是个人化的，是与我们有冲突的，是告诉我们一些超过我们所想的。
I think my encounter with God is.Somewhat slow than explosive, personally. Somewhat slow and then explosive.
这个我对上帝的这个认识起初是比较缓慢的过程，到后来有比较爆炸性的认识。
All for a big period of my life, part of my life, I thought I knew everything. Right, everybody thinks they know everything.
所以有长一段时间，我觉得我大概已经对上帝的事情有很完全了解了。
So when I had this moment of encounter.I realized I knew nothing.
但是碰到有一段时间，我就知道自己真的是一无所知。
And I gave absolute control of my life to God.
所以就将自己完全摆在神的手中。
So what I want to first say today is there's an encounter. We encounter God, and He challenges everything we know.
所以我要讲的是我们的信主的经验。就是会有一个时间神遇见我们这个让我们完全这个失去控制。
And then, the second point today is the idea of enlightenment.
第二点要看见的是这个会有这样子的神的这个光照。
Because what you see in verses 6 to 9 today,
所以我们看今天经文第六到第九节。
Paul didn't just go, oh, I believe, because I'm blind.
他并没有就说，哦，这个我马上就我相信了。
There was a period of time for him to think.
他有一段时间是需要思考的。
He was dependent. He was helpless. He was without sight.
他在那段时间是极度需要依赖人的，因为他眼睛完全看不见。
And what you see in verse 9,
所以你看到第九节的时候。
It specifically says, for 3 days he's without sight, and he neither ate nor drank.
他说到那讲到他有三天不能看见，也不吃也不喝。
And I want you to see that it's conversion. For some of us, it's a fast process, but for some of us, it's slow. But it's always a process.
这个我要大家看见的是，有些人信主的经历它是比较快，有些比较慢。但是不管快慢，它都是一个过程。
And going from darkness to light.From blindness to sight takes time to process things.
因为从光明到从黑暗进入光明，从瞎眼到能看见它是需要这样子的时间。
Right. From your mind to your heart, you need time to process things.
从你的知识上的认识到你心里的认识它也需要时间来处理。
And I think what it paints, when Paul even kind of talks about this in his own stories, like in Philippians chapter 3.We won't turn there. We'll just briefly say, Paul briefly talks about how he was like this before, and he becomes like this today. There's a process of thinking through a lot of things.
所以在保罗自己也在他的这个腓立比书里面也讲到这样的经历。他说我过去是这样子，现在是这样子。
And I believe in Ephesians 4 too. He mentioned some stuff as well.
在以弗所书第四章也有类似他讲到这样子的经验。
So just imagine, for 3 days you can't see, and you're sitting there in darkness.What can you do?
所以你自己想，如果是你这个三天瞎眼完全看不见，就坐在那个地方，你会做什么呢？
All he did was think.
他能做的就是思考。
He prayed, he fasted.
这个 祷告禁食。
He didn't eat, he didn't drink, right?
他没有吃，没有喝。
And what happened on the road? What did Jesus say to him?
在这个路上的时候，到底耶稣跟他讲的话什么意思呢？
He says, "Who are you, Lord?"
他问耶稣说，主你是谁？
And Jesus replies, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting."
主回答说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And if you think about it, Jesus, he had seen Jesus already, he had heard, or even perhaps seen Jesus had already been crucified.
保罗他也许只是听过或者是见过，但是他知道耶稣基督已经被钉十字架了。
How could Jesus be talking to him?
耶稣基督怎么可能会跟他说话呢？
And first of all, how is he persecuting Jesus since Jesus died?
更何况这个耶稣他怎么会是在逼迫耶稣呢？因为耶稣已经死了。
He's persecuting Jesus' people who claim that he resurrected.
他只是逼迫那些这个耶稣的门徒，因为那些门徒宣称说耶稣基督复活了。
And you have to think from his perspective. How does he think?
所以我们试着要从保罗的那个角度来思想，他那时候到底在想什么。
Because the Pharisees, like the Jews, they all rejected the Messiah. As Jesus as Messiah, sorry.
这个就像其他的这犹太人、这法利赛人，他们拒绝相信耶稣就是那个弥赛亚。
Why would God bless Jesus, this person that died on a tree? That would be cursed. That would be a cursed person.
对他们来讲，耶稣基督死在这个十字架上，死在木头上，这个是一种的咒诅。
And so you have to think about it. Paul's going, why is he alive still? Why is he talking to me?
所以你要从保罗角度想说，为什么这耶稣基督还活着？为什么他跟我这样子说话
？How could he be still alive? He must have resurrected.
他显然一定是复活了。
And if the cross, if it's not a curse, it's not a negative thing, then what does it mean? What does the cross mean? Who was it for?
所以如果这个十字架它不是一个负面的东西，不是一个咒诅的话，那它到底是什么意思？那它对我们来讲又有什么益处呢？
And you have to understand that Paul was very well read in the Old Testament. As a Pharisee, he knew the Bible, the Hebrew Bible very well.
所以你要记得保罗他是一个法利赛人，所以他对当时的旧约的圣经是非常熟悉的。
And when you read the letters, you see that he has a great grasp of Old Testament, of the Hebrew Bible, as he works through theology.
所以如果你看他的书信的时候，你知道他对旧约非常熟悉，所以他能够借着他来推展出他的神学的思想。
So for example, if you guys remember Isaiah, in Isaiah there's a story of a suffering servant that dies.
所以如果你记得像以赛亚书里面讲到那个受苦的仆人。
And he's thinking through his theology. I'm sure he was thinking of Isaiah.
当他想到这个故事的时候，我想他一定记得那个以赛亚的这段经文。
And you have to think for 3 days. Paul didn't just sit there and just go, "Oh, okay." He thought through things. He worked through things.
所以你想这三天的时间，他就是在思考这些事情，来处理他过去所学习的这些的信仰内容。
And I like to think that and this might be a little bit of a, I'm taking a little bit of liberty with it, but.That's what enlightenment is. It's the thinking through things.
所以我可能有一点点宽松的来推想这个他在这些的思考里面这就是他所看见的这个神给他的新的这个亮光。
He's like, why did the law? What's the purpose of the law then? What is the purpose of animal sacrifices at our temple? What is that supposed to mean?
他想说，那我们在圣殿里面的这些的献祭，这些的牺牲，到底是什么意思呢
？It must point to an ultimate sacrifice.
它必然是指向一个至终的一个牺牲献祭。
And if you read Galatians chapter 3, you see Paul's thinking about the Abrahamic covenant about Abraham.
所以如果你看加拉太书第三章的时候，你就可以看见他对于这个亚伯拉罕的信主的这个连结。
You're telling me circumcision isn't based on, is not the way we believe, it's just based on circumcision, but it started with God's grace? He goes, wait, yeah, it did, because it's in Genesis 12, it's before. Sorry, that's me thinking through things. It's too much. Basically, he just, okay, it's just that when he sees the Abrahamic covenant, I'll just summarize it real quick. It's not based on the circumcision that you believe, but by grace.
所以他回头看这个旧约里面这个在创世纪里面讲到的这个神的给亚伯拉罕的恩典不是建立在割礼而是建立在上帝的应许跟恩典上面
right, if you look at the text Genesis chapter 12 precluding Genesis 15 before the circumcision is God's grace
所以、在、15章、创世纪15章里面讲到割礼之前上帝已经先给了在12章的时候已经、给了这个亚伯拉罕他的应许和他的这个各样的祝福
and like if you read Jeremiah it talks about the spirit who's the spirit
所以如果你看、耶利米书的时候你就看见那个圣灵在当中做工
I think Ephesians chapter 2 it talks about the law being abolished、
在这个以弗所书、的时候他就讲到神他废去了这个律法
and Paul as a Pharisee was thinking well, how about the temple? What is the purpose of the temple?
那么对这个以色列来讲他们说那关于圣殿又如何呢
and when you read like I think 1 Corinthians you talk about the temple of Christ Jesus he's the bodyHe's the head, and the people are the church.
所以、这个在、哥林多前书那里就讲到、这个、这个我们是、这个以基督为首的这个身体跟圣殿。
It wasn't God supposed to send a very powerful Messiah, a very strong Messiah to conquer everybody with war and victory?、
然后他又想，难道不是上帝要派一个以这个救世主弥赛亚？来到当中、借着战争把这个以色列人从、罗马人的统治当中救赎出来吗
But why a weak Messiah? Why a Savior who would come to die on a cross who sacrificed himself?
为什么反而我们看见的是一个弥赛亚他为了我们而牺牲自己呢是这么一个软弱的一个人
Why would he be cursed on our behalf?
为什么他会为了我们的缘故接受了这个咒诅
And I think he starts to understand.
所以他就开始就明白
Maybe God's plan is far different from what I have ever understood.
也许上帝的计划是远超过我保罗自己所想的
Maybe that's why he has to resurrect. Why did he have to die on the cross? Maybe it's because of my sins, because of our sins.
也许他在十字架上牺牲是为了我的罪
And what does resurrection then stand for? What does that mean?
那么复活又对我们有什么意义呢
He conquers death.
他胜过了死亡
He has power over death.
他有那个、大能能够胜过死亡
I have hope in him.
我能够对他有一个这样子的盼望
You have to understand like he was there when Stephen died.
你要记得当斯提凡、受、这个、殉道的时候他也在场
And I remember I told you before
我想我、记得之前也跟你们讲过
I even quoted later in Acts
在使徒行传里面后来他也提、也引用这样子的话
in Acts, Stephen, Paul actually says I was there, I saw Stephen die for his faith、
这个保罗说当斯提凡在的时候我也是在场的
He must have been thinking about that as well why did Stephen die with such joy, such peace
他也许他一定也在想为什么斯提凡他受难殉道的时候他能够有如此的、平安
It is so everything changes for Paul.
所以对保罗来讲他的人生就开始了一个转变
See, when God makes sense,
you become enlightened.
当上帝对你来讲是有道理的时候你就可以说是被光照了
Because through the God of the Bible, as his word like wrecks us,That's the best way to say it. It knocks us off our feet.
所以有时候上帝的话好像把我们击倒在地。
You know, and I think a good example is, if you want to look, a really beautiful way to look at Paul's thinking is you read Romans chapter 7.
如果你要、知道保罗的想法，有一个很好的认识的方法，就是、看这个罗马书的第七章。
Because he talks very personally about how he struggled with one of the commandments in the Old Testament, in the Ten Commandments.
他讲到这个，特别是其中十诫里面，有一个诫命，他在这一条诫命上有极大的挣扎。
Can you read that? Read that. Sorry. Thank you.
What's the verse?
Romans chapter 7, verses 7 to 11.
在罗马书第七章的第七节到第十一节，请听我这样子念。请听圣经这么说。这样我们可以说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是，只是非因律法，我就不知何为罪。非律法说不可起贪心，我就不知 何为贪心？然而罪借着机会，就借着诫命，叫诸般的贪心在我里头啊、发动。因为没有律法，罪是死的。我以前没有律法是活着的，但诫命来到，罪又活了，我就死了。那本来叫人活的诫命，反倒叫我死，因为罪趁着机会，就借着诫命引诱我，并且杀了我。
So he read that, he was like, oh, well, I, you know, he always realized, he always thought, hey, you know what, I'm okay, I'm a Pharisee, I've done all the right things, I don't covet visibly, publicly.
他从一个法利赛人的角度来讲，他认为自己还是相当好的，因为在外表上面他没有犯任何的律法的诫命。
In his understanding of God before, he always thought he was good with God.
在这个认识神之前，真正遇到神之前，他觉得他生活他的信仰其实是蛮好的。
I think he says here he thought he was acting the right way.
他这里就讲到说，也许他看起来所做的是正确的。
And what it says here, I think it says he holds the law at the distance. Doesn't he say that? That word. Wait.
In many ways, he was like, "I'm good," and he's holding the law. He's like,
"This is good. I'm doing a pretty good job with this."
所以他这个对律法的态度，仿佛是一个远观的方式，看他自己所做的事情似乎都在律法的范围之内。
But then when he gets to the 10th commandment, he realizes it's he can't live that.
但是当他面对神的十诫的时候，他就发现他自己是做不到的。
He says, "You can kind of pretend you love God, you worship God, you won't steal, you won't hurt people, you won't murder, you have to obey your parents, you obey all these other things."
所以从表面上看起来，他既不杀人这个也不也敬神，也孝敬父母，这些都遵行了。
But what it says is not to covet anything.
但是当他讲到十诫这个说不可贪心的时候
，right, not to covet your neighbor's wife, neighbor's home, his servants, his animals, his work.
不可贪恋别人的这个房屋、妻子、牲畜。
And what covet, the definition of covet, I think is the best way to define it is a wanting so badly that you become unhappy when you can't have it.
这种的贪心，如果这样子解释，就是说你对某一些东西极度的想要，以至于当你得不到的时候，你就心里就极不痛快。
Have you ever felt this?
你不晓得心里面有没有这样子的感觉过
？Maybe when we were younger, we covet like certain things. Maybe as we're older, we control ourselves. We don't try to show our coveting.
年轻的时候，也许我们对很多的事情 很喜欢，但是年长的时候，我们可能只是能够控制自己，不让这种的贪心显露出来。
So as a younger guy, maybe I'll give you some personal examples.
也像我，也许我比较年轻，我可以给你们这样子的例子。
Right, like, well, maybe not. I'll give it a few seconds. But a coveting could be like, you know, a job. It could be a specific career. It could be a toy, a car, the new iPhone 7. Those are things you could covet.
这种贪心的东西，也许是你事业上的这个成就或者是一些东西甚至这个。可能有些玩具，或者是甚至我们现在的这个苹果手机。
And as Paul was like wrestling with this, he realizes.
保罗他在这些事情上，他也挣扎，他也知道这些的问题。
Is that my love for God has to be so satisfying, so adequate that I don't need to covet anything else in this world?
他想到他的信仰必须能够对主是如此的专注，以至于他可以。不依赖贪念这个世界上的其他的东西。
See, your life may not be perfect or happy, but as long as the things in your life they can affect you, you're not fully satisfied with God in your life. Then,
I'm sorry, Steve.
Okay, so as long as you think your life's good,
when you have to
have these things, and if you lose them, you're not happy. Then these things are your gods. They're not.
You're still affected by these things. God is not enough for you.
如果你心里面对某些东西，如果你不得到，心里就没有办法满足的话，那这些东西就是你的神。
And you're not fully satisfied by God Himself.
所以你对上，你没有办法以神为满足。
And I think we all struggle with this.
我想我们对这样子的事情，我们都会经历这样子的挣扎。
Right. For me,
对我来讲
，maybe a wife，
也许是一个要有一个太太。
Doing well as a pastor.
或者是在做牧师的事情上做得好。
In a personal, real personal example, I'm a Bay Area sports fan.
对，我是这个在 Bay Area 的这个
球队
非常的着迷。
Yeah. And I'm a big Warriors fan.
我是这个 Warrior 的这个球这个球
队。I'm still hurting from the Warriors losing.
我对于他们输了上一次比赛，心里面还是极度不痛快。
We got Kevin Durant, but it still hurts.
心里面还是有点不愉快。
Yeah.But my point of saying that is, we all have things that we find satisfaction in, and it often challenges God.
很多的时候，我想要讲就是我们心里面有很多东西，我们就是想要得到，以至于他在我们的生命里面挑战了上帝在我们心里的地位。
And what I want you to see today is, when Paul encounters God, everything he understands to be satisfying, to be enough, is destroyed.
所以当这个保罗遇见神之后，他过去认为这些都可以让他满足的东西，就已经不再是跟以前一样。
Paul was revolving around his theology. He was wrestling with the Old Testament.
所以他自己去思考他的所知道的旧约建立他自己的神学。
He saw. He remembered how Stephen died. How Stephen proclaimed Christ despite fearlessly proclaimed Christ in the face of death.
他也想起这个斯蒂凡怎么样在殉道之前勇敢地宣告他所信的耶稣。
How Stephen prayed for people,
还有看见斯蒂凡为那些人祷告。
How could he have such peace? It doesn't make sense.
他觉得这是很难理解他怎么能有如此的平安。
So how about you today?
对我们来讲，你们如何呢？
What is the worldview that you possess?
你有什么样的世界观？
What do you believe you must have to be satisfied?
你有没有什么东西是你觉得非要不可？你没有，你就没有办法得到满足的。
What happens when you encounter a hard moment in your life, and the thing that you find most important fails?
如果你在你这个生命里面碰到一个极难的一个处境，有一个东西你没得到，你没有办法得到。
For some of us, it's our children, could be.
也许是我们没有办法有小孩。
Sometimes it's our career, our job.
或者是一份工作，一份你的事业。
Sometimes a relationship.
有时候是这个一段的
How devastating.
How devastated do you become when you lose that?
If you were to lose it.
如果你失去它的话，对你来讲是怎么样的一个打击
？And what I'm trying to show you today.Is that we all need a savior.
我们今天所要看见的是，我们都需要这样子的一个救赎主。
But what Paul comes to learn in the on the road to Damascus is that the God that he used to think he knew cannot be what he understands.
在保罗去大马士革的路上，他所见到、他所学到的是他所认识、知道的这个神，是他所不能够预期的一个神。
It had to be outside of his understanding.
是超越他所能够明白的一个神。
Outside of his purpose, his personal mission.
超越了他个人的一个想法跟他想要完成的一个使命。
And this becomes the God that he worships and gives the rest of his life to minister.
就这个神就成了他一生中的神，他可以全然将自己生命这个摆上这个的一个神。
Okay, so before the first two things was encounter, enlightenment, and the last one is embrace.
所以前面两个我们讲到是遇见神，第二个是这个神的光照，第三我们要讲到这个被接纳。
There's one other important character in the story.
我们在这里还看到另外故事里面另外一个重要的人物。
There's this man named Ananias who lived in Damascus.
就是有一个人叫做亚拿尼亚，他住在大马士革。
And you know what? The Lord tells him, go and look for this guy named Paul who's blind.
所以在那个地方，神主就对他说，去找一个人叫做这个扫罗。
And you know what? That guy, when you find him, he's going to be praying.
他说你去找他的时候呢， 他会在那里祷告。
And it basically tells him, you need to go there and help this person.
基本上就是说你到那个地方你要来帮助这个人。
And he gives him the exact, like, address.
跟他讲说，甚至把他住在哪里都直接讲给他听。
And Paul at first,
Ananias is like, oh, wait a second, that's Saul. He kills Christians.
这个他亚拿尼亚他就说，哦，那个保罗就是那个会杀害基督徒的那个保罗。
He's like, are you sure?
他说：“你确定真的要我去找他吗
？”And you know what? Ananias obeys God after God comforts him.
当这个亚拿尼亚这个心里面正觉得惊讶的时候，主就安慰了他。
He tells him,
"I'm going to use what God says is, go
for He is a chosen verse 15. Go for He is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel."
主是这样子对亚拿尼亚说的，他说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。”
And I want you to see in verse 17 what Ananias does is he lays hands on brother Saul.
我要给你们看见的是在十七节那地方，亚拿尼亚就去了，进到那家，把手按在扫罗身上。
Imagine 3 days without sight. All your life you could see it. All of a sudden you lose it. How scary that is.
你可以想象保罗三天看不见东西，你所有的这一切似乎都失去了。他心里是如何的惊恐。
He's at the mercy of anybody that wants to hurt him or take advantage of him.
他完全是在别人的手下这个他任何人都可以对这个伤害他。
I want to see you're scared, and all of a sudden someone comes in and says to you, brother.Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road by which you came has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你想在他这样子的一个惊恐的状况之下，突然有一个人来到跟你说，按手在你身上说，兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣，打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。
The reason I say embrace is when you lay hands on people, I oftentimes think of it as when we all lay hands on someone, it feels like a big hug around a person, you know?
在我说到这里的接纳好像是拥抱，因为在这里讲到说是按手，当我们按手在这个人家身上的时候，就仿佛是这个拥抱了这个人一样。
But I think what it signifies is something much more rich.
但是当然这个动作代表了背后有更丰富的意思。
First of all, what it signifies is God's grace towards Paul.
首先它是代表了上帝对这个保罗的恩典。
That God has arranged this. God is doing everything.
上帝他这个做了一切的事情，他自己伸手这个向保罗。
He can save anybody.
神可以救任何的人。
Especially those that even hate Christians or killing Christians.
甚至特别是那些想要杀害恨基督徒要杀害基督徒的那些人。
You are not above His saving grace.
你当然神。更是神可以拯救的人。
Nobody here. If even Paul could be saved.
如果保罗都可以被神救赎的话，你当然就更可以被救赎。
And also, the acceptance of Paul, it also signifies God's forgiveness of Paul's actions.
当然在也第二点也是这它代表了上帝对保罗所做的这一切的事情的一个赦免。
I love you, and I paid for your sins, your mistakes.
神说我爱你，我也为你所做的这些事情付上了代价。
What you have done will not define if I will love you or not.
你所做的事情不会决定了我对你的爱。
It's not whether you deserve it or not. Is it, are you willing to believe and submit your life to God's?
You believe, submit your...
是否愿意将自己交托给上帝。
Because your sins are not above his sacrifice.
因为你的罪恶不会大过他的牺牲。
And lastly, what it starts to do is it transforms by putting his hands on formerly Paul, an enemy, or Saul, an enemy of God's.
第三当然是一种的转变，本来是这个基督徒敌人的扫罗。
It transforms a person from an enemy to a loved one.
把他变从一个敌人变成一个被爱的人。
He calls him brother.
他称这个亚拿尼亚称他为这个兄弟。
When you accept someone to your family, when you say Saul's my brother, it's very different from saying just their name, right? Being very cold.
这个当你接纳一个人称他为兄弟的时候，这是非常温暖，而不是一种很冷淡的一种的接纳。
Love and healing happens as you accept and you welcome people.
当你欢迎接纳一个人的时候，这个医治恢复就开始。
And I think there's a few ways that we know that we are embraced by God and that we live for God.
有几个方面，如果可以看，当我们经验到，我们知道我们已经被上帝接纳。
I know we're almost done. I'm sorry, it's a little long today.
这个我们今天有一点点长。
So what are some ways? Number one,
you have intimacy with God or a desire for it.
第一，这个我们与神有亲密的关系。
Paul, you see, when he finds him, he is praying.
当保罗在那时候，我们看见他在祷告。
He's not negotiating with God. He's not debating with God. He is giving his life to God. He is having an intimate friendship with God.
他与神有一个亲密的这样子的关系，他不是在跟上帝这个做一个生意的这个，不是在谈做生意的谈判。
I think as Christians, one of the ways you tell people are embraced by God is by their intimacy with God, their willingness to desire to pray with God.
这个我们被上帝接纳的其中的一个现象就是我们会希望能够在祷告里面与神亲近。
Another way that you are embraced is that you become a missionary of Jesus Christ.
另外一个我们被接纳的就是我们会成为耶稣基督的一个宣教士。
You become a chosen instrument for to be used to carry the message of God.
你就被上帝拣选为一个器皿来承担了这个上帝的这个信息。
It becomes a selfless faith.
变成一个无私的一个信仰。
You don't just focus on yourself, you focus on others, giving your life for others, sacrificing.
你不再是关注自己，乃是为别人而牺牲。
My third point is sacrifice, verse 16.
在十六节那里就讲到这个牺牲，这是第三点。
Jesus predicts that, or says basically that Paul will show, I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name.
十六节，主耶稣基督自己就这样子说，我要指示他。为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
And my point of saying this is, you may suffer for his name.
我要说的是，你可能会为他的名而受苦。
Like Paul would suffer, but not all of us suffer equitably.
我们都会受苦，虽然不见得都一样。
And it's a willingness to give up oneself to sacrifice your personal comfort, your safety, your need for others, your security for other people.
我们的牺牲可能是这个为了别人的这个需要而牺牲。
And I think some of us suffer physically, but some of us suffer emotionally, spiritually for other people, willing to bear their burdens.
我们有时候为了承担别人的这个困难，我们会在这个实际的肉体上面或者是精神上面必须牺牲。
So it's about being unselfish with your life towards others as Christ was for us.
我们必须为别人牺牲，就好像耶稣基督为我们牺牲一样。
And then lastly, it's the desire for Christian community.
最后一点是我们会有这样子的渴望，能够有这个一个基督徒的一个团体。
When Jesus says, "Why are you, Saul, Saul? Why are you persecuting me?"
所以当这个耶稣自己在跟他跟保罗说你为什么逼迫我的时候
He's obviously not talking about physically himself only, right?
他当然不是在讲到说对耶稣基督的人生个人有什么逼迫。
What I would like to think is that we're part of one bigger family. Like we are a body, we're a family in Christ.
当然我们是这个主耶稣基督的身体。
And so in many ways, how you know you're Christian also is the desire to be with community, with Christians.
所以你怎么知道你是基督徒？你就是因为是你有这样子的盼望，能够成为这个基督徒团体中一部分。
Your faith is not just a singular pursuit; it's with everybody here, plural.
所以你的信仰不是一个人的追求，乃是一个复数的，是与群体的一起的追求。
So today I'm going to close with some thoughts.
所以我们在最后在结束的时候跟大家分享一些这样子的想法。
Right. He goes from he used to live a life of religion to a life of mission.
他的生命从一个宗教的生命变成一个宣教的生命。
Right. He has an encounter that changes the way he looks at everything.
他有这样子遇见神的经历，改变了他对事情的看法。
He has an enlightenment that reveals to him God's truth.
他也有神的这个光照，能够明白这个真理。
And he feels an embrace, a touch of God's realness in his life.
他也经历到这个神的这个接纳让他能够经验到耶稣基督的恩典。
And I want you to understand that what Jesus does for us is he gives his life for us and he dies for us.
所以要大家明白，就是耶稣基督为我们做的事情，是他为我们牺牲了生命，为我们死。
Right, he endures, he goes and faces the greatest darkness that we could possibly face, which is death.
他自己为了我们去经历了那最大的黑暗死亡中的那个黑暗，也是为了我们的罪而有的。
So that you and me could experience real light, true light.
所以我们才能够经验到那个真实的。能够看见那个真光，还有那个生命
，true sight，
能够有那样子真正的视力。
So we no longer have to live spiritually blind as people。
所以我们不会这个在属灵的事情上面好像过一个属灵的这个瞎子的生活。
This is not a cheap grace. This is a very costly gift。
这个不是一个廉价的恩典，是一个非常。昂贵的一个恩典。
Paul comes to understand this, and for the rest of his ministry,
you see it unfold.
所以他保罗在这件事情，他就看见这些事情逐步的展开。
He commits all his resources, energy for this point forward to ministry the gospel to the world.
从这一刻开始，他就把他全部的精力都投入在神的这个工作宣教上面。
So where are you today?
所以你今天你自己在什么样的处境中呢
？Have you encountered him？
你是否已经遇见了他
？Have you been enlightened by his truth？
你是否被神的真理光照
？Have you experienced his grace？
你是否经验到他的恩典
？What would our community, what would our family, what would our church look like if we had such a profound experience with God as well？
如果我们的教会基督徒的群体也有这样子的经验的话，这种深刻的经验的话，我们会是如何的光景呢
？Will we have the courage of Ananias？
我们是否这个像亚拿尼亚一样的能够鼓励人
？Will we have the posture of Paul？
有那样子的勇气，或者是有像保罗那样子的态度
？So that's today's sermon. Let me pray for us.
让我为你们祷告。
Father, thank you so much again for this day.
父神，我们谢谢你给我们今天。
Thank you for your gospel.
谢谢你给我们的福音。
That saves us from blindness.
把我们从这个瞎眼当中拯救出来。
It brings us into light.
能够看见光明。
Father, I pray that for each of us here.We may remember or even come to be enlightened by your perspective and not our own.
让我们每一个人都被你光照，能够用你的眼光方式来看这个世界，不是照我们自己的想法来看这世界。
Give us that humility to accept and to receive your truth today.
能够让我们有谦卑的心接受我们今天所听到的真理。
I pray for all those here that Paul's story.Would become a story that we could share with many other people, and that we could see others come to know you like this.
我们也愿意，我们今天所读到保罗的故事，也能够跟其他人的分享，也别人也都能够听信福音。
Will we be a family that encourages others to have this same passion for you?
让我们能够成为这样子的家庭，能够有这样子的热忱，为你而活。
So Lord, I commit each person here to you.
所以将每一个在座的每一个人都仰望交托在你的手里。
May you do your amazing, powerful work in their lives.
让你在我们的生命里面做那个大有能力的工作。
Jesus Christ, I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.